Hello and welcome back to Half-Wit Hero. I believe last time we left off with someone getting hit with a carriage. Well, that's interesting. But before we get to that, we're going to take it back to exactly what happened when Philip took down the bandits. So, and then we'll get to the part where someone got ran over. So, to avoid confusion, I thought I'd explain that. Okay, welcome back and enjoy the show.
Well, that was fun. I see Adam staring at me with bewilderment as I have just single-handedly taken down the pack of bandits.
Who or what are you?
I suppose I must tell him who I am. Besides, I was only supposed to keep my true identity from the princess. I help him stand up and speak to him quietly. I am sure you have questions as to who I am and what I do.
Yeah, I just...
Fine, I will tell you. My name is Sir Philip, and I am the highest ranking nobleman in the kingdom, and undisputedly the best swordsman in the kingdom as well. I look at Adam, expecting to find him in awe, but he seems rather confused.
Why are you so old?
I thought it was obvious I was wearing a disguise. I make sure the princess is not looking when I show Adam my wig and fake beard for a moment and immediately put it back on.
But why?
Someone has to protect the princess, and the king sought out the most dashing and cunning swordsman to do the job. I see the door begin to open to the carriage. Quick, hold this. I thrust a sword I was holding into Adam's hands, who is immediately taken by the weight of it and lets the end of it fall to the ground.
What's going on out here?
Oh, just helping Adam after he single-handedly took out the assailants.
When he what?
When I what?
Yes, it was very impressive, wasn't it, Adam? I lean in close and pat him on the back and whisper to him, lift up the sword.
I can't.
Of course you can, try.
Are you sure a bear didn't come by and scare off the bandits and then decided that Adam wasn't even an appetizer?
Oh yes, he fought magnificently, didn't you, Adam? Adam was not paying attention, as he is still trying to lift the sword. The princess is currently looking around, perhaps for some sign of the bear or some other phenomenon that would have caused the bandits to leave, but she won't be looking for long.
I need help.
Help? It's an average-sized sword. What kind of a person could even allow themselves to not be able-bodied enough to lift a sword? Just bend with the knees, keep your back straight, and use whatever muscles you aren't using. Good grief, kid, it's just a sword. I am not exactly sure if I can acknowledge a hero such as this. Adam finally starts making progress and lifts the sword off the ground the hardest way possible with his arms straight out, and they are shaking, I might add, and bringing the sword up parallel to the ground, he finally had it in a semi-upright position. Pathetic.
What do I do with this?
As if it wasn't blatantly obvious that you have never held a sword before. Just look masculine.
What is that?
I rack my brain trying to think of a way to describe basic manliness to this poor lad. It's been so long since I haven't been amazing that it's difficult to tell the boy how to be at least better. It then dawned on me. Pretend to be someone you admire.
I'll try.
Adam's posture corrects slightly. He brings the sword closer to his chest. At least his muscles don't look like they're going to fall apart, but I can tell he's still struggling.
Philip, explain to me how a meager peasant defeated multiple opponents on his own.
I forgot about the princess. I turned to see her making her way towards us. She must not have noticed how much Adam was struggling, because she neglected to mention that fact. As lucky as that was, I don't know how to convince her.
I saw only some of the altercation. I was going to grab what we had in the back, but Adam then...
I recount my battle as if Adam had done the heroic deed.
After he took down the leader, he then said that no one shall rob my lady while she is under my protection. The bandits must have heard the conviction in his voice and left.
Conviction? I hardly got him here.
Really? Because the way he fought so hard to protect you was magnificent. Look at how exhausted he is. Adam took that as a cue to drop the sword and fall to his knees. Idiot. Cassandra rushed to help him up before I got a chance to react.
Did you really fight?
Anything for my lady.
The princess stares at him for two beats, then proceeds to help him up and promptly hands him to me.
Take care of him and get a move on. I don't want to stay here any longer than necessary.
Still a peach, that one. I help Adam walk to the carriage.
Thank you.
Don't thank me yet. You need to learn how to pick up a sword.
It is I, the princess's escort. Please lower the bridge.
Home sweet home. It was a shame, though. I was growing quite fond of being the princess's escort, and I am still worried about Adam. As resourceful as the princess is, he is simply too weak to trick the people into believing he is a hero. Not to mention the fight with Lord Samuel.
What was that?
Is everyone all right?
I must have been distracted. I didn't see anything in the road.
Holy hemorrhoid! Philip, you just hit someone!
I stepped down from the driver's seat and looked behind the carriage, and sure enough, there was a lady in a plain dress lying on the ground. She starts to get up.
Are you serious right now?
Pardon me, miss.
I start to turn on the charm. It should work, even though I'm pretending to be old.
I'm terribly sorry.
And reach out my hand to her.
Allow me to assist you.
She slapped my hand.
What kind of idiot runs over someone with a carriage and expects them to say, "Oh, it's okay that you hit me with a 2-ton wagon"?
Judging by the amount of energy she has, I'd say she's fine, but is overreacting. If she's not really hurt, then why didn't she fall for my charm? The carriage door swings open, and I turn to see the princess running out of the carriage, darting straight for the woman on the ground.
Scarlet! Cassandra!
First names? Ah, curses. This isn't going to be good. The princess helps Scarlet up the rest of the way.
Philip, what in the world were you thinking? I knew you were a terrible driver, a lousy attendant, and a negligent old fool, but how could you miss an entire person in the middle of the road?
Allow me to explain.
I have no idea where she came from, much less how I'm going to explain how it happened.
I was...
Being old and careless, hitting a woman with a stagecoach, and then having the brilliant idea to hit on said woman.
Well, this isn't going to end well. Scarlet turns towards the princess.
Yeah, he tried to sweet-talk me out of the fact that he hit me with a king-size carriage.
And now it's going worse. The princess whips her heads toward me. If the princess was angry before, she's furious now.
Philip, care to explain?
Well, I'm gonna die, and so young, too. I start to open my mouth in response.
It's not his fault!
Everyone turns to Adam, to see him standing like he's been waiting to speak and now doesn't know what he wants to say.
Then whose fault is it?
It's, mine fault.
My hero.
I almost believe that you are able to screw this up somehow, but please explain it to me anyway.
Well, it wouldn't be fair for Philip to be punished because he's the one who...
I stare at him and swipe my hand perpendicular to my neck to get him to cut it out and not reveal who I am.
Because he is the one your father picked for this mission.
And what does that have to do with anything?
Well, since he's your father picked him, he must have a reason for it. So everything he's done is the king's fault.
Everyone is silent. Did he just blame the princess's dying father, who just so happens to be the king, for my defense? Forget death. We are now both going to be locked up and tortured.
Are you hurt?
I'll live. No thanks to you.
Perhaps I should inquire the king on many subjects.
What just happened? Adam lets out a sigh of relief, and so do I. Scarlet glares at me and walks towards me.
Don't test me.
She then leans in close.
Don't think I don't notice the fake beard.
She then struts off and the others follow her. Adam turns to me and nods, and I nod right back. It wasn't until they were out of sight until I was able to make a move again. I park the carriage and dispose of the disguise. Walking home, I think of the last bits of the mission I was given. Was I really saved by Adam? Regardless, he didn't take the heat off me. I still don't understand how blaming the king worked. Perhaps there is more to Adam than I originally thought. If nothing else, he is an honest soul. That fact won't help the princess turn him into a hero, though. Come to think of it, the princess said that she was going to inquire the king instead of complaining. What could she need from the king? And why did she bring it up in a way that she did? While I'm at it, what kind of person is Scarlet? Not only did she not fall for my charisma, but also has the gall to slap my hand. I suppose her personality makes sense since she is friends with the princess. She talked about her feelings about me openly, yet when she noticed my disguise, she didn't expose me. What could have possibly possessed her to keep my secret? There are too many moving pieces and unanswered questions in this game that is being played. I have a feeling things are going to get interesting around here. The king said that once I accomplish my mission, my part in this story will be concluded. But where's the fun in that? Bandits pale in comparison to what's brewing in the center of Damascus, and my part in this story is just beginning. Without being under the king's orders, I will be able to move as I please. Who knows? I might find out what the princess is really up to, or tame a seemingly untamable damsel. One thing I'm definitely going to do is see if I can teach Adam to fight. The plot wouldn't be interesting if he gets killed too quickly. Oh, the possibilities. I walk up to my door.
Sir Philip, welcome back. You seem to have had a good time.
Oh no, it's just getting started.
Thanks again for stopping by Halfwit Hero. That was a rather auspicious ending. I wonder what the characters are going to do next. In order to find out, you'll just have to tune in next time. Thanks for stopping by. Have a nice day, or night, or whatever it is you're listening to right now. Time-wise, anyway. Man, I should stop talking before this gets embarrassing. I guess it's too late for that. Anyway, thanks again. Are you still listening? 'Cause I got off like 10 seconds ago. Why are you still here? This isn't a Marvel flick. There's no cameo at the end of this. Have a good whatever time it is. See you next time.